Showtime, folks. Welcome in. Tuesday edition. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe and Dr. Crane Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Ian hanging out back there somewhere as well. Who else is back there with you?
Got Paolo.
Hi, Paolo.
Got a handsome intern back there. How must we forget that? What's up, Paolo? All right, now.
I just saw the top of his head and thought it was Ian.
It's the handsome Paolo, man.
So there we go. What's up, JoJo?
Why couldn't we have cool names? Why couldn't our parents name us something cool? Like Paolo's
I mean,
a cool
Chase
name.
Is pretty cool.
It's okay.
On the chase.
Nah, it's okay.
Chase is on the case.
I mean, Nick is okay. Like, it's like, oh, you nicked yourself shaving. I mean, Joe's like, bleh, but Paolo, I mean, it sounds good. If you could have any name, what would you name? Rename yourself.
Max Power.
Love it.
Simpsons.
Love it. Oh. Right, okay. What about you, Dr. Crane?
I don't know, like a, maybe like a Giorgio or a, oh, or a Alessandro.
Yes.
Yeah. Not Fabio. Fabio is too mainstream.
I like Gabriel, you know, like the fallen angel.
St. Right. Gabriel, yeah.
Yeah, that, right? I'd like that. It would be kind of cool. So for now, I'll call me Gabriel.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do. Like Peter Gabriel?
No, like Gabriel. Okay. Just Gabriel.
Gotcha.
It's a name that likes Gabriel. He must be a model. Then they see me and like, probably not.
So do you like the nickname Gabe? Not a fan of Gabe?
Not
just
no,
Gabriel?
I don't like Gabe.
Okay.
The Gabriel sounds solid. You know,
yeah.
It just kind of opens a door for you.
That's good.
And then it immediately shuts.
I just I opened Twitter and I see the St. Louis Blues have unveiled new uniforms.
Have they?
They have. They're going to kind of their old school lighter blue.
Okay.
So, okay.
Did the Bruins do something too yesterday? They unveiled a new B? I think they did. Did a whole mock-up of that.
That might be the new third jersey.
Oh, okay. Because why would you get away from what has been iconic?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure.
I was like, I'm not watching a 2-minute video of this. Just let me know what you're doing. I'm not going to watch all that. Just let me know if you're
just
changing.
Just send me a recap.
Yeah, right? Can you do it in 8 seconds or less?
Oh, they did. They tweaked logo, hint at jersey change for 25-26. Yeah, it didn't look that much different. It's just a little bit of a different font, but not that much. We'll ask Hal Gill at 10:30 when he joins us, former Boston Bruins.
Yeah, there you go.
Get his thoughts on it. Derek Mason going to join us. Big event for MTSU tonight.
Not our Derek Mason, pal.
No. Coach Derek Mason.
Although I think our Derek Mason would be a good – if I'm a receiver, why would you not want to learn from Derek Mason? Right? Our Derek Mason. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, why would you not want to learn from him? If I'm a receiver, why not listen to me? I played 14 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
Not some bozo who got cut by the Edmonton Eskimos.
I think it's 15, actually.
Don't do that, right? So we got all that stuff in there.
Well, there you go. So all right, give us our countdown. That's your cue, Dr. Crane. Thought we did this every day.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Dr. Crane's busy back there.
He's on the phone. He's already on the phone. I didn't realize he was on the phone.
That's okay. We'll wait till he gets off. And,
are we not ready yet? I'll move on.
Real quick. You know, I gripe about Donaldson Pike. Listen, why do they open roads when they're not ready?
Oh, yeah, they do that stuff all the time.
Why not? Look, Donaldson Pike is a disaster. B&A and TDOT should be embarrassed how bad it is over there. Why do you open part of it? Can you not wait and open it all at one time? Now it's even worse than it was before. It took me 25 minutes to get from one set of Donaldson to the radio station. 25 minutes. Hell, I could have taken a drone and gotten here quicker. 25 minutes. So I'm just curious about that, why they open roads when they're not done. And I feel better after that. All right, Dr. Crane?
I know.
Yes, we are 60 days away from the opening of college football season. 60 days away from the opening of the college football season. So real quick, our favorite number 60 numbers. Chase McCabe, you have one that comes to your mind off the top of your head.
I mean, Ben Jones. Can't go wrong there.
Ben Jones, absolutely. It was I hate to see him retire. I get it.
Well, especially how he went out, you know, with the concussions and everything. And I don't think he was quite done yet.
No. Well, but I get it. He had a nice career, drafted in 12 by the Texans after a nice career down in Georgia. Number 60, I mean, it's the great Oakland Raider pass rusher, Otis Sistrunk.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, the guy just – I don't think he went to college either. I think he went, like, to – played in a semi-pro league or something and ended up being in the NFL. Otis Sistrunk is a name. You bring his name up. Badass. Falcons fans, you know the name Tommy Nobis. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame. He's not. Great lineman for the Falcons. Number 60 back in the day. So 60 days away from the opening of the college football season.
In NASCAR, I think of the Xfinity series, and Mark Martin would run the number 60.
Would he really?
He was number 6 in Cup and then number 60 in the Xfinity series. Oh, okay. Carl Edwards ran the 60 in the Xfinity series. Greg Biffle. Now Ryan Preece runs it in the Cup series.
Mark Martin, short guy.
He is. A lot of drivers are short.
But he's like really short.
Yeah, I guess.
5'4", 5'5"?
I don't know. Probably.
I thought you were the racing guy.
I don't know their height and weight, though.
Who's the tallest guy in NASCAR right now?
I have no idea.
How tall is Michael Waltrip?
He's probably like 6'5".
6'5"?
Yeah.
Tallest driver ever?
I don't know.
You know all these things.
I don't know the heights.
How tall is Dale Sr.?
I have no idea.
Your favorite racer, you don't know how tall
he is. No,
I
don't know.
5'10", 5'11"?
I don't know. 5'11". I don't know.
Okay. You're going to find out today as well to do that. All right. So I have an exciting question of the day for us.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock, we had Derek Mason, 10:30, Hal Gill. Preds got the draft this week. This is a non-sports question, but it's something I want to get your opinion on. And there's no correct answer out there, friends. It's June. We're having a good time with this. Here's a question of the day. Dr. Crane, did you get my email? Okay, check your email real quick, if you don't mind. All right, love you, man. Here's your question, Chase. Ready for this?
Yeah, you ready? Sure.
All right. What's wrong?
We're not ready for anything.
Nah, it's okay. It's all right, man. If this show was fluid, I'd walk out of here. Like, what the hell's going on here? What is, and our listeners out there, you got to weigh in, 615-737-1025. What is the best opening line to any song of all time? What is your favorite opening line to any song of all time? There is no right answer. There's no wrong answer. What is your favorite opening line to any song of all time? What comes to mind first?
Like you're not talking about the chorus. You were talking about the first words.
Yep. The opening lines. Well, line, you know. The
yeah.
Two.
Hang on. I want to make
That's okay.
I want to make sure I have it right.
All right. Okay, get it right. Dr. Crane, you ready? I love this line here. I mean, she danced by me and painted on jeans. What more do you need to know from that song? I mean, I love that line from Billy Ocean.
That's
she
a good one.
Danced by me and painted on jeans.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome, and she was terminally pretty.
Yes, is that the opening to?
She held
Life
him up.
Life in the Fast Lane.
And he held her for ransom in the heart of a cold, cold city.
Yes.
Yep. Life in the Fast Lane.
Say the opening line again.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome, and she was terminally pretty. She held him up, and he held her for ransom in the heart of a cold, cold city.
Terminally pretty is a great,
oh, so good.
Great line. Dr. Crane, you got anything comes to mind for you?
Yes, Randy Travis, 1982. Operator, connect me to 1982.
That's a good one.
And what's the next line after that? Operator, please connect me
to 1982.
And there's a line after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
That sets it up. It's good.
That was the first thing that popped in my brain.
That's all right, yeah, man. There's no wrong answer.
Operator, please connect me with 1982. I need to make apologies for what I didn't do.
Yes. That's a great opening line. What's the Clint Black killing time? You were the first thing that I thought of. When I drank
you off my mind.
It's a great line. I mean, that is a
fan. You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. And if I did the things I oughta, you still would not be mine. So I'll keep a tight grip on the bottle, get loose, and kill in time.
Fabulous.
If you ever take, like, we all like songs and we'll sing the songs, but, like, read the lyrics to the songs to, like, that's what the problem I have with some new music is,
right.
Like, they don't mean anything. But, like, you go and actually read some of these lyrics, like, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
What are they going through?
Exactly.
What's the songwriter going through?
I mean, that's Clint Black. That, I mean, that's a fantastic opening line to a song. I mean, we default to, like, welcome to the jungle. They have fun and games. And that's like, all right. You know where you're going.
That's about drugs, so.
It is about drugs. So you know where you're going with that. I thought it's just a fun June topic because we all know these lines, and there's no right or wrong answer to these. So 615-737-1025, just your favorite opening line to a song.
That is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I have a feeling you will hear some of these songs as we go along throughout the show. Again, Coach Derek Mason, MTSU, going to join us at 10 o'clock. Hal Gill at 10:30. And speaking of Hal, this Friday, join us at Bridgestone Arena for a party like no other and celebrate the future of Smashville at the Nashville Predators 2025 NHL Draft Party. More details at thegamenashville.com/events, and you can catch our draft night in Smashville coverage on Friday beginning at 6 o'clock, powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 429. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. That's a good one right there. And that one was on our text line. I was like, oh, we got to play that. Little George Jones, he stopped loving her today.
Funny that the great Bobby Braddock wrote this song. He also wrote, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Oh, this
I mean, how do you – do we talk over this?
Or I don't. I'll tell you this, and this is a bold statement, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
George Jones doing this song is iconic, right?
Sure.
When Alan Jackson sang it at his funeral, though, I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because,
like, there was no person on planet Earth that could have done that any better than Alan Jackson. And I mean, like, when he hit the, you know, at the very end of the song, he stopped loving her today, and they had Nancy in the shot and stuff, and it was like, oh, my goodness.
It was 12 years ago. He passed away in 2013.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So that's a good one. Our question of the day, a little off, you know, it's not a sports question, a little off kilter, off.
That's what we're famous for.
I don't know. Your favorite opening line to a song. That was one. We'll get to our text line in just a second, but CJ wants to weigh in on this on our phone line. CJ, what's up?
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Place where even squares can have a ball.
There you go. That's a good one.
I don't know. I mean, that's got to be up there, right?
Oh, I think so.
All right, there's no
from Muskogee.
That's the beautiful part about this, CJ. There's no wrong or right answer. That's a beautiful. No, that's a beautiful song.
Well, it's completely subjective, and I will tell you this: the music is subjective. You know, sports is a competition and music is an exhibition of talent. And so, in other words, you can go out and play a show and have maybe your worst night and get the biggest ovation you've ever had. Go out, play, have the worst night you've ever had at a high level in a sporting event and see how that goes. So exhibition versus and you hear that too, bands playing against each other. Oh, we blew those guys away. Really? Because it's an exhibition of your talent, not a competition of your talent.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Thanks for the call, CJ.
That's a great call, CJ.
Yeah, that was good.
Holy cow.
All right, here's what we got on the text line. So David in Portland is who said he stopped loving her today. Joey from Gallatin, I like big butts. Intro.
Well, you know exactly what the song's about, man.
Two texts in a row said I like big butts by Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's funny. Andrew says, we're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
What song is that? I got to sing it. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. Oh, yeah, Rickroll. Thank you. Damn it. You got me.
Let's see. We took a trip to Garden Grove. It smelled like Lou Dog inside a van. Garden Grove by Sublime. I don't know that one.
I don't either, but I like the line, though.
Yeah. This is a good. I feel like I've known all these so far. 8586. I could be holding you tonight.
I could be holding
you tonight.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Let's see. Led Zeppelin. Andrew from Dover says "Black Dog" by Led Zeppelin.
What's the opening line?
Is that, "Hey, mama, so the way you move gonna make something like that?"
Maybe. Okay.
Let's see. "Hey, mama, said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove." Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Just like that. Joy from Bellevue. "There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call?" Ghostbusters.
I mean, that sets up the song, so yeah.
Let's see. Stephanie says, "Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you."
Gonna be the day you throw it back. Is it Third Eye Blind?
Nope. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Right now. I know the song.
Who? Isn't it Wonderwall?
Oasis. Okay. Yeah. Dale says, "Jimi Hendrix, All on the Watchtower." "There must be some kind of way out of here," said the Joker to the thief. "Must be some kind of way out of here."
Here's a good one. Jim from Springfield. "Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law."
Great one. I mean, that's just an iconic.
You know, it like when songs kind of get adopted by a city or a team, like, I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but in the fourth quarter when they play Renegade, like, that's one of the coolest things.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like, okay. And that, like, there's even, like, some pictures for the Pirates that'll use it as, like, a, you know, tribute. So it's pretty cool. Let's see. "I could go on talking, or I could stop, ring out each memory till I get every drop." I don't know that one. That was 9270.
I need you to sing them. That's how
I'm not gonna do that.
We need Dave and Jane's in here to sing these.
Sorry, these are jumping all over the place. 4702, "Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison."
I mean, how iconic is that, right?
"And I went to pick her up in the rain." Let's see. 2525, "Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste."
Is that Sympathy for the
I think so, yes. Yeah. Sympathy for the Devil. Scott from Franklin. "Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion, unobtrusive. Plays that song that's so elusive, and the magic music makes your morning mood."
Rush. That's Spirit a great song.
Yep. Opening line to "Shine Down, Sound of Madness." I know that song. I don't know the opening line. Josh says, "It's not the opening line, but it's close. Forget your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need is in your soul. And you can do this, oh babe, if you try. And all that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied."
It's a good one. All right, let me read, see if you get this one. Rob sent me a text and says, if you know this one, I'm going to ask you, Chase. "A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile."
American Pie.
That boy. Job, man. That's
a good one. Patrick says, "Love this question. Tears for Fears, everyone wants to rule the world. The opening line of 'Welcome to your life. There is no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you.'"
Ooh. You know what? I've sang that song a billion times, but I've never stopped and read that opening line.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
3480. Yes. "I wake up in the morning and I raise my weary head. I got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed.
Woo!
I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on a run, six-gun lover, candle in the wind."
Meow, meow. That Blaze of Glory, right? Yep. From not the band.
It says, Joe, you got to sing this one.
Not the band, but Bon Jovi from Young Guns 2, which is a great movie. Yep. "Wake up every morning and I raise my wig." Oh, it's so
Phil
good.
Phil says, "Stop talking." Okay.
Phil Grand?
No, not that Phil.
"Stop talking" is not a good opening line of a song.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of all that.
"I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand."
Warren Zevon. Yeah. That's David Letterman's favorite song, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect. Dr. Grant, I'm surprised you didn't come with us with a Luke Combs song or a Morgan Wallen song.
I just
he likes older country.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. I've been busy back here. My mind hasn't really been on the first, you know, sentence of a song.
So. What's Paolo's favorite line of a song?
What's wrong, buddy? Are you worried about Skillet?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, Skillet's great. He's in better hands.
He's probably not great right now. I mean, this wouldn't it today?
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, tomorrow. So he's just sitting around wondering when you're going to come back and get him.
Maybe July 12th. Yeah, we'll be
false hope.
Are you just telling me you went out for milk and cigarettes?
I had bacon with my dinner last night, and I was like, man, this is going to be Skillet in a few weeks.
Well, it's going to be seasoned and cured beautifully. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Brett Kern's in support of this, so thanks, Brett.
Yeah, no, he is. We all are. So we're here, too, as well. I've never known anybody who went out and bought a hog. My brother bought a cow. It's fantastic, but I've just never, like, a hog. I mean, just a little different, which is good. Fine.
My dad told me a story when my grandfather never met. They had a bunch of cattle, and they had to, you know, put down one of the cows.
Wait, verbally or physically?
Physically.
Okay.
Yep. So anyways, they named him Johnny. And so my uncle and my dad are sitting at the kitchen table, and my grandfather goes, so how's that burger taste? I go, that's pretty good. Why? He goes, oh, that was Johnny. Johnny tastes pretty good, doesn't he? And they all bust out laughing.
Put the name with. When somebody tweeted in that day or texted in and said, don't name him. You made the mistake in naming him. That was the problem.
Here's the thing. A lot of people name their livestock. People don't realize that.
Yeah, people do that. Okay. But you're not personally going to eat him. I mean, you're like, oh, Butch went off to the slaughterhouse, you know, and then you don't see Butch again. But you're actually going to eat Skillet.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
I'll tell you, like I told Chase, I'm fascinated by all that. Fascinated.
If I was going to have a pig that was going to do the same thing that you did, I would name him Breakfast.
That's perfect.
We could do a question of the day later this summer, name Dr. Crane's next pig.
Yeah.
Right. I think next time it'll be either a cow or, this will be tough. I don't know what other animal I'd go after to, you know, purchase.
All right. What about a hyena?
No, I don't think you can do that.
There's so many jokes that I'm just going to let go.
Yep. Don't.
2087 said, and I was just listening to this the other day and thought this is such a fantastic song. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Yes.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Oh, I know our next bump song. Yes.
We can go on together.
You know, when Dwight Yoakam did the cover of that,
It's good. Almost Elvis is better.
I almost took
good.
My shirt off when Dwight Yoakam sang that.
Do that. Oh, here's a good one. 7988. See if you know this. It's a very simple line. The world is a vampire.
I do not.
Butterfly. Bullet with butterfly wings. Smashing Pumpkins.
I do not.
The world is a vampire. That's a good one.
Okay.
That is our question of the day. Your favorite opening line to a song. A lot of you participating in this. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to get to this as we go throughout the show here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And we're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Sing it, Elvis.
I love you too much, baby. Turn a little bit, Vernon.
Why can't you see? This is later, Elvis, right?
Yes.
Like 70s.
What you doing to me? Sit up, Ginger.
And you don't believe a word I'm saying.
Come on, Dr. Crane.
Come on, Linda.
We can. Question of the day that we'll be doing throughout the show. Opening line to a song, your favorite one. A lot of good ones that have come through on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But now you have a college football question.
All right, so last week the Los Angeles Lakers were bought for $10 billion, right? $10 billion. So Chase McCabe, I ask you, what if you could buy a college football program? How much would the Alabama Crimson Tide go for?
Ooh.
How much would Ohio State go for? You could buy 134 Division I football programs.
Okay, so would all right. What would be number one? Alabama?
Got to be Alabama. I just think it would be.
Notre Dame's probably up there.
True. Pete Weber would buy Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But what would it go for? Would it go for $10
billion? Oh.
If you make college football, college football programs like pro teams, you could buy them. What would they go? I mean, Notre Dame, you're probably right.
Well, the last NFL team to sell was Washington. They went for like $6.1 billion.
Right.
The Cowboys would probably go for $20
Probably. Yeah, you're right. No.
So, I mean, I would say Alabama's probably. I mean,
$10 billion? Yeah, would it go for $10
billion? Probably.
I mean, somebody would buy that program for $10 billion.
Just the football program.
Just the football program. If you made them all. I mean, you talk about the blue bloods, air quotes, of those that go on. But I think that's what it would be. I mean, you would look at that. I mean, you the typical ones. But if you could buy, would you buy a LSU football? I'd buy LSU. LSU, you own LSU. Yeah, you LSU. Own LSU football team.
It'd be funny to kind of price these out, like in the SEC. Texas would be.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Texas would be up there, I think, with Alabama.
Easily. All the oil money? But
would Tennessee be?
That's a good. I mean,
I'd say Tennessee probably would be like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I mean, is Tennessee.
If we're going on NFL standards and you know.
Is Tennessee an all time top 20 college football program?
Ooh.
I say it is.
Top 20. Okay. Bama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan. No particular order.
No. USC.
USC. That's 5, probably. All time. Man, this is tough.
I'm trying to find the stat that will help you out. Where are you?
Is LSU in there?
I don't think
so. The last few years, yeah. I mean, last 20 years.
All right, here we go. Most all-time wins in the FBS.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I got the top 12. Number 12 is LSU, 815 wins. Number 11, Tennessee, 875 wins. So Tennessee's
then I put
them
in there.
Number 10, USC, 882. Number 9, Georgia, 892. Would you rank Georgia ahead of Tennessee or LSU? I don't think I would rank them ahead of LSU. I think I'd rank LSU ahead of Georgia. That's just me.
You got to take recency bias out of it because Georgia was pretty mediocre for a long time.
They won 1-80.
Yep, with Vince Dooley.
Yep, and Herschel.
And Herschel.
Number 8, coming in at 924 wins, Nebraska.
I was wondering if they'd be in there. So, yeah, okay.
Number 7, come on, guys. James Franklin at Penn State, 943.
Yeah,
Penn historic. State is in there. Yeah.
Yep.
Number 6, Oklahoma, 950 wins. Number 5, Texas, 961. 4, Notre Dame, 962. 3, Alabama.
Dylan and Antioch says we're overrating Alabama.
How? Ohio State second. Michigan is 1. Michigan's number 1. They got 1,012 wins.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama, and you said Alabama was 4?
Third.
Third? Yep. Yeah. I mean, you can not like Alabama. That's fine, but, I mean, you got to give them credit. They have two of the greatest coaches of all time.
This is a business deal. It ain't love. It's a business deal.
Sure.
So, Alabama would get $10 billion. I think it's Alabama football.
I don't know. I'm rethinking that. Michigan might be a little bit more.
Than Alabama?
Yeah. $10 billion's a lot of money. I mean, that like when the Lakers went for $10 billion, I was like, what?
Yep. I mean, $10 billion for the Lakers. I mean, that's a ton.
And you know who's like doing backflips right now?
Magic?
Him. But NFL owners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. I know she says she won't, but – in a few years when that stadium's open, I don't care what the team is, I would start making some phone calls.
$6 billion plus a stadium?
Oh, I think now she'd get more than 6.
I don't know.
If she sold it in 5 years, I think she – because you're going to overpay. Like, don't sit here and tell me what it's worth. Like, I know what they're probably worth. I think they were valued at, like, 4. But you'll get more. Somebody will overpay for it. That's where the market's going. And there's only so many billionaires out there.
Oh, is this Dr. Crane has sent me something? Cultural programs are valued in the hundreds of millions to over $1 billion. Ohio State, is this from the AI overview? Ohio State's number one at nearly $2 billion. Then Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee.
Tennessee's over $1 billion.
And there's no Alabama on this. So I don't. This is.
Yeah.
I'm that's for the way. Top 10 as of 2020, January 22nd of 25.
The Alabama, football legacy is massive. Is it more than an NFL team? I don't know. I'd like to see opinion.
Probably not.
More than the Jags?
Yeah.
Panthers? I think that's Alabama football.
I understand. But I think that we are letting our college football SEC bias.
That's fine.
Get in the way a little bit.
They back up a championship.
Sure,
you said it best.
Sure.
They've had two of the greatest coaches of all time.
But I mean, like, it's hard. I think it's really hard to, because you're not, it's not the whole athletic department. So it's just football that we're
I don't want athletic department. Even football team. You think Haslam would like to buy Tennessee football? Hell yeah, you would.
Sure.
They all would. You're buying the program. And there'll be some, you know, boosters will buy Kentucky football. I mean,
yeah.
They're all for sale. People will buy those.
Bud says, I think the value of a college football team would be incorrect correlation to the size of the stadium.
Huh?
He was basically saying that you can't use the size of the stadium to.
I'm not. I'm using the legacy.
Yeah.
Value, the monetary value of what the legacy is.
Yeah, and how much money the program brings in, too.
What do you like, oh, man, yeah, Chase owns, that guy owns Notre Dame. He owns a Notre Dame football team. He owns a Notre Dame football. Do you think we come to a point one day where that is what happens?
Probably.
I don't see why not. And they own it. Somebody owns Notre Dame football.
Like, if the state of Alabama looked at the true value of the Alabama football team and sold it, like, the state of Alabama would have interstates paved with gold.
Yeah. Somebody would pay in the billions for that program.
Yeah.
They would. On down. I mean, it's now, it'd be different. Like, like another school like Clemson would bring in billions. I'm just telling you, it would bring in billions. And state schools would too as well. Like a South Carolina bring in money.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bring in the money of an Alabama or a Florida, but I mean, even.
I do agree with Dylan. He said just saying some of those northern schools would be more valuable. I think Michigan.
Tell me why Michigan's more viable than Alabama.
I mean, championships, I guess Alabama has more probably,
but
wins. I mean, Michigan's got more wins.
But go off of the legacy. Who do you get, Alabama or Michigan?
I think it depends on where you are asking that question.
True. All right.
I mean, they're like, I'm trying to look at it objectively. Down here, absolutely. We're saying Alabama. But nationally, I think people are going to say Michigan.
What about Ohio State?
Probably with them. I think Notre Dame might get number two just because they're Notre Dame.
Tell me a school you would buy that's not one of the top 25 schools that you would like to, a college football program you would like to own.
All right, let me think about this. I'll answer that coming up next.
All right.
We'll do that. 615-737-1025. Coach Derek Mason joining us at the top of the hour. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, and you can tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Pregame at 5:50, first pitch at 6:05. You can also listen on the app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. That's a good one.
Yes.
First lines from songs. So good. A little Nothing But a Good Time, Poison. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. All right, so you asked me if I could buy a college football program.
Yep, not in the top 20, not your typical top 20 or 25.
I don't know why this was the – I'm going to go with the first one that came to mind.
Okay.
The Duke Blue Devils. Academic school. You know, maybe not a ton of expectations, but I can get them, you know, for a reasonable price.
Their stadium is named after a former Alabama coach.
Is it really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
You got it. Dr. Crane? So we got Duke off the table.
Texas Tech. No hesitation.
God, that was number two for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one.
The history with Mike Leach and just that air raid offense. And say, for instance, you do buy Texas Tech, you got Patrick Mahomes in waiting in the wing.
You ever been to Lubbock? You ever been to Lubbock?
No.
Pretty badass.
Really?
Right on the west part of Texas, man. It's nothing around it for hundreds of miles. Yep. I'm buying this simply for the cosmetic of it all, because it's a beautiful campus, a beautiful stadium with the backdrop. I'm buying the Utah Utes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think they're right on the edge of being a top 20 program, but that's not why. But the enjoying a game, enjoying, they love that team. That team's good. It's be fun to watch a game out there. BYU's great, but give me Utah.
8586 has a perfect one that I wish I'd thought of. North Dakota State.
Not Division One.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
They are at Division One, just North FCS.
State. No. I'm talking the 134 FBS teams. North Dakota State. But you could throw it in there if you want. If you want to drop down about it.
You could do FCS.
They thought about making the transition. They might.
So is Chase.
Just go home.
I'm so sorry. Sorry on that one.
Just go home.
Oh, man. Oh, who painted UC Soros blue?
What?
The bobblehead UC Soros. He's blue.
Oh, that's his Admiral's uniform.
Oh, okay. I was like, does somebody
The bobbleheads over there have taken a beating.
I repaired four of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the culprits.
Who's the far right predator? Looks like the lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals. You try me crazy. Who is that?
Is that Vokun?
Is that Vokun?
Bingo.
That's Voki.
The next to him looks like a young Bob Hope. Hey, about that weird truck.
That's Pecorine.
That's Pecorine?
Yeah.
The next to him looks like a young Conway Twitty.
Scotty Hartnell.
All right. I can't see any of these. Who's the Reds pitcher?
Sonny Gray.
That's Sonny Gray?
Yep.
Is that a Hispanic Sonny Gray? Is that our man Derek Mason?
It is, with a head injury.
I'm sorry. This is great radio, folks, but who's next to UC Soros?
Keith Bullock.
That's Keith Bully? He looks like Grace Jones. He's got gray hair. Keith Bullock have gray hair. Who's next to him on the left there, then?
Byard.
That's Kevin Byard. Okay, all right. And then
Dyson.
Looks like Bubba Gump. Something like him. These bobbleheads are terrible. Who's next to him?
Eddie.
That looks nothing like Eddie George.
Looks like Wesley Snipes. And then Jeff Fisher.
Oh, I could tell that Fisher one from five miles away. All right. Sorry, folks. We got a little diverted there. So you would buy Duke. I can't believe you came with Texas. That was my number two.
It's a good one.
It's a good program. I mean,
North Carolina could be a good one, too. But I just said Duke.
But you got to deal with that girl.
Yeah.
You fire her? Does Chase McCabe fire her on day one?
Hell yeah. I'd probably fire Belichick, too.
You don't fire her. She comes to your office. Hey, Chase, you busy? You're like, oh, Lord.
We're on a recruiting trail.
Right?
Where's Bill? Don't worry about where Bill is. I know, but I need to talk to him.
Not today, no, you don't. Yeah, out of here. I don't know. I mean, like Florida, the Gators would be fun. I mean, but those are top 25 programs. But I'd probably buy any of them. Tennessee would be fun. Oh, that'd be fun.
Is Ole Miss top 20?
Do you know why we'd buy Ole Miss? For one reason.
I got several reasons. Have you been to that campus?
Oh, yeah.
You fall in love over and over again.
I think when you buy a college program, you buy the legacy, but you buy all that goes with it, the stadium, the surroundings. So
you know what was so funny? The first time I went to Ole Miss, I was probably 22 years old. So, I mean, I was college age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I, for about 0.025 seconds, thought I actually had a shot with, any female on that campus. And I realized very quickly that that was not the case.
But you thought about it.
I was there with my buddy, and I was like looking around. I'm like, I'm going to go talk to some of these girls. And then I'm going to be like, no, I'm not. Why would I do that?
They'd be like, what is your dad own? we own a restaurant
and a little trailer.
All right, take care of yourself. Yeah,
here's a free drink. Go away.
What does your dad own? He owns a trucking company. I mean, he's usually on his yacht. Okay, here's my number. Okay.
What does your dad own? FedEx. Oh, hey, I know Art.
You heard of Jordan Belfort? Yeah, it's my dad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. He did just pass away. My bad.
That's okay.
Fred Smith, the owner of FedEx. Yeah. That's my bad. But anyway.
Moving on.
How are you?
Utah Utes. Yep. The Utes. Yep. Johnny Utah. Give me two. I need two. I'd buy Utah, Texas Tech.
And they have a good run game.
Who?
Utah.
I'm not buying the run game. I'm buying the program. Right? That's what I'm buying. I'm not putting down on the application. Buying for the run game. I'm not doing that. I'm buying the program.
Would you like to pay more for the run game?
Do you know who was smiling that the Lakers got bought for $10 billion? Do you know who Jeannie Buss's fiance is?
Who's she engaged to now? I don't know.
The comedian Jay Moore.
Oh, that's the not funny comedian?
Yes. So the fact that Jay Moore is engaged to Jeannie Buss, who's worth billions, gives every man on this planet hope.
So Jay Moore hosted the NASCAR Awards like a few years in a row. And I remember just watching that going like, why is this guy here? And finally, I forgot who it was. It might have been Kyle Busch. Gets up there to do like his speech for something. He didn't win the championship, but it was you got to go give a speech in the top 10. It gets up there and was basically like, well, we didn't have the season we wanted, but it was better than whatever that was with Jay Moore.
He's living off of Farley time. He gives his Farley stories, and he does do a very good Norm MacDonald impression, if you've ever seen
that. Oh, I think, yeah, I have seen
it. It's really good. Other than that, though, I don't know. Not funny, but good for him.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Coach Derek Mason, MTSU. They have a big event tonight. Hard to believe, 60 days from college football. We'll talk to Coach Mason. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.